Hello and welcome to this edition of Working Together. This is a weekly program that looks at the work of UN agencies, international and non-governmental organizations, and humanitarian actors in South Sudan. How they partner in their work with the local people in providing services to the community. The program helps us to share issues that are affecting the people of South Sudan in the communities and provide solutions. Don't forget to follow us at our Facebook page at Facebook's Last Radio Miraya, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Radio Miraya. My name is Regina Gorley.
Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me anyway. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts.
Welcome back, listener. You are tuned to Working Together with me, Regina Gorley. Today, I am hosting guests from OVCI, Volunteer Organization for International Cooperation. They are supported by the Christian Blind Mission, a humanitarian organization providing eye health care, education, HIV, and many other programs. By supporting organizations such as the Volunteer Organization for International Cooperation, they aim at ensuring that every child affected with a disability or any child goes to school and also have a healthy care through their support. And today we are here hosting the Volunteer Organization for International Cooperation. The other name is Istratuna. They are here. We are looking at inclusive education for children with disability. My guest in the studio, you are very most welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Regina Gorley.
Yes, it's nice having both of you here in our program. So in brief, if I can start either Catherine or Agnes, yeah, to tell us a bit of how do you define the OVCI, the volunteer organization, and when was it founded?
Okay, thank you so much, Regina Gorley. As you mentioned, OVCI is an abbreviation, as it is written well here, Volunteer Organization for International Cooperation. So it is known as an Arabic word, Usratuna, which means one family.
Okay.
Yeah, it is in Arabic. And it is really located in around about Mobile. It has started since 1982. That is when OVCI started. So they kick off their work in 1982. Yeah.
That was so long now.
Yeah. Yes. So since then, up to now, it has been existing. OVCI is an Italian organization that implement development projects in South Sudan in the field of rehabilitation, training, social workers, basic health, and development, and I think education program. This is what OVCI does. Projects for people, in particular for children in a situation of social distress and disability through interactions such as rehabilitation, education, welfare, health section of it, and many more others. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only that, OVCI, since it is an organization that deals, that deals with children with disability, it is the only center for children, and it is a center for disability group of people, a special place for persons with disability.
Let me get to Catherine. Catherine, if you could tell us about this inclusion education, what do we mean? Inclusive education.
Thank you very much, Regina. In the first place, I want to thank my listeners outside there. Yeah. And also I want to give thanks to the administration of Mirai FM for giving us this opportunity to come and speak out to our community outside there. And actually, it is not my first time to be here.
Yes, sir.
And I want to thank you also for the question. And indeed, our topic of today is about inclusive education. As you have said, actually, before inclusive education, if we define actually inclusive education is a development. Actually, inclusive education is the development, is about development, how we can develop our and design our schools, classes, classroom programs or activity to be inclusive without discrimination. Here we mean that a student without disability or with disability should be accepted in all the school's program, should be accepted or should be welcomed and should be supported to reach their potential. Mm-hmm. Because we know that persons with disability, they are also part and partial of our society. That's why we say inclusive education means that we have to involve or to include persons with disability together with children without disability because they have right to education. What do I mean by development or design of the school's classroom and that? It means we have to build the schools in accessible way so that a child with wheelchair or visually impaired can be accessed that school without any difficulties. And also we have to provide a sign language teachers so that the child with hearing impaired should participate and should learn and reach his or her potential. I think this is just briefly about inclusive education. Thank you very much.
So, Catherine, do you think inclusive education is really inclusive? Are children with disability attending schools?
Thank you very much. Actually, I can say maybe few of children with disability attending the schools. Why I say so? Because there is still some challenges. Many schools in South Sudan are not accessible. Teachers are not trained on Braille system or sign language teachers are not there. So that's why I can say few of them are now enrolled in school. And maybe I can say it is only in Juba. But if you can reach the other part of South Sudan, actually the schools are not accessible. And even children with disability are isolated at homes. Mm. And what I can say, actually, the few of them, those who get the opportunity to go to school, these are the children where the partners get them, especially here in Juba. Maybe I can say there is a few partners or few organizations who are working, who are supporting children with disability, like OVCI. Mm. Maybe I can mention Enlight for the World. Mm. And maybe these are the organizations actually based on education, supporting on education. That's why I can say children with disability are not, many of them are not in schools, are not accessing the schools. Mm. Yes.
Okay. If you could tell us in briefly, Agnes, some of the activities you already mentioned, but how do we encourage to make sure that inclusive education is really inclusive and families are aware about sending their children to school?
Okay, thank you very
children
much.
Children with disability.
Yeah. These children with disability, in fact, before, as Catherine said, some of them are not attending school. And we find that schools are not inclusive, but we through the programs we are carrying, we have some awareness program. Mm. Through awareness, we are able to reach these children. The awareness we are giving, or home-to-home awareness, and we have also public awareness. We have radio talk show, always, which has been carried in Bakita Radio. It is reaching also the community, the school as well. Those kind of sessions, we try to identify many, and we really find that the number is increasing, which means that the message is reaching the what? The community and the state and the nation as well.
You're saying many children, parents are understanding and they know that kids with disability of all kind can go to school?
Yes. Mm. So this is what we now got. Okay. And some trainings, such as accessibility trainings, are given to those children also, so that they know their capacity, whether they can go, they can move, they can do what. All we are through awareness, we are trying to sensitize them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get to Catherine. Catherine, if you could share your experience, what support did your family give you that you become successful? I know many of the persons with disability, one is you visual impaired, and I know there is Zakia, there is Henry, and maybe other disability person are successful. What support has family given you?
Okay, thank you very much for the question. Yes, as a person with disability, actually, I have visual impaired. For the listeners outside there, I cannot see, but I'm able to go to school. And right now, I'm a graduate of Juba University in the College of Community Studies and Rural Development. And right now, also, I'm working as a community-based inclusive empowerment officer, working in OVCI, as you have heard from the introduction. So as the presenter asked me the question, indeed, from the beginning, my family, they didn't actually accept the situation when I became a visual impaired, because I became visual impaired when I'm 7 years old. And by that time, actually, I'm in nursery when I became visually, and this is attack of measles or Bearabib Gulom Hisba. And when measles actually attack my eyes, and okay, thank you, shukran. Yeah, so al kanta gorle okanga salana eno kef usratai side ana kef ashian lakadon usul fi marhala zere ana became usratai ala budor lakin fi bidaya kan huwa sab jiden lianu mun kan ma fahim an muhima tazol al mawak lianu ana kanta ban jatala mianu lgo mortai sabasena olgana kalas firouda kan hisba gobudu enatai awana kan biga magayenu lagat talana bara min medresa yani mwalimin kan gale khalas ana ma biqdar lianu hajata roda ketir der bainu ma aynu so murijana fi bet fa zama rijana fi bet ana geni tigriban hajata sena 10 fi bet wala 3 sena fa kan wa mushkila parents ay kan mun mafahim lianu munain khalas ay am really useless lakin good enough I thank God my uncle o kan understand au amita ay kan wa fahim you know ana lisa bag der rob medresa o kan awaya inu fi medresa tana salma gainu fa kan shilana wana kanak der wasil me medresa tai ze mana gibel gonus be inglisi hadian ana kharija tajama fi jama juba fi kulia tatelmi arefia fa hadian ana kama shagal fi munazama bi glow OVCI au al maruf usratuna
ana gaita nak nasar kan bi jaina
al deraino al ma bi sedeku bag deraina na hinak so ana shagal ka dabit al temkin fi munazama ta usratuna au OVCI wa ana bakhdim dawla wa hasa halian ana bagdar saidu usra wa ana bi saidu usratai wa hajatan al kabir kaman yani injazatan al kabir hasa jawzana ana muslim kaman fi betai so ana maarufu hatta nas miraya kan witness in 2018 my wedding was all over South Sudan minkam kengali it is actually all over the world yani nas kan witness hajal kan hasil inu zolan magaino kan amlo iris bitaw fa de hajal ana borile mo chama bara hinake no mafaja mustahil yeah they are so teriga and also they support
yeah, so hajal muhim takan bikalim o muhim asan dul bel go support ta usra asan bagra gidam ni
nam aham shi bizat usra kede awal haja kede mon gabilu iza kanu mon gabilu no jana tomon kala so bigam azur o ulisa muhim binis balomon fa jana de kara sol fi medresa o bakteri kun muhim beside usra o bakteri side dowla lano o ma gale kanzol bigam mawak mind of faida aha mishi mukta insan kanzole ndo mok obagder saidu obagder rafi talim ze ayi zoltani ze mana gorleta kumisala nefsatai sana bisheja kulu parents osura enu lazim keta kumuogif manasal maogim kede mafurigu kede rasulufi mederesa o kede ekte kede ekte biro ze ayi zoltani muhim fi mokchama wabukra badbukra obagder saidu osuratana
Now, Agnes, just
what I would like to add is in 2016, when Catherine was employed in OVCI as a CBD worker, I was a direct supervisor for her.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started orienting Catherine to the work, I used to take her out for the field.
Mm.
And also sometimes move around with her within the premises so that she can know all the departments. If at all, maybe a client comes, she wanted to assist the client, she can go direct to the department where that person can get service. So many people are wondering and many people are arguing and getting annoyed to me
that
I'm punishing her. And yet I'm orienting her so that she is self-reliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know she will be independent.
Mm.
Yeah. So I will take Catherine through the halls. She will fall. I will say, wake up, go from here, do this.
And since she mastered the area.
She mastered all the areas.
How to go alone, because Catherine moves alone and other people also who have been given white cane will move alone.
And still she is crossing even the stream Korobo just without even the presence of somebody.
And somebody will say, I think this person is not,
blind. Until one of the white man asked me, Agnes, are you sure Catherine is blind? I say, yes, 100%. Catherine is blind. Catherine is 99% blind. And then Catherine was laughing. That, how do you not, 99%. Yeah. So these are some of the things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we go for a musical break. And in the studio, a listener of Radio Miraya, the Working Together program, we have Catherine Venezuela, she's empowerment officer with the Voluntary Organization for International Cooperation. And we have Agnes. Yeah, we have Agnes Alia.
Yes.
She's the project coordinator with the Voluntary Organization for International Cooperation. And this, as they said earlier, is the Istratuna. That is the organization that has been existing in South Sudan here for some time, but many of you know. So we are here talking about inclusive education and also see experience from someone like Catherine, how family supported her, how did she become a successful person. She will also later guide those people who are at home, maybe somebody who is there, who is having disability, how somebody should be strong and push on and become what someone wants. And let's go for this musical break and we come back.
It's an African thing, it's a quiz mounting. Glass of wine, I wanna make these ladies wine. I wanna see them dancing this song. Oh, I say, lady, can you come a little bit closer? Wanna tell you something so sweet. Let's go party, it's a party.
at a time, let's go with you. Let's go dancing. It's a dancing time, let's dance with you. It's a wicked day, it's a wicked night. Get in a love war, get in a love war, my dear. It's a wicked day.
Listener, you're tuned to Working Together with me, Regina Gorle, and I have my guest in the studio who are taking us through this topic of discussion, and you'll be able to call us on our numbers 092-968-6297 and 091-217-7141, and the other number is 091-206-2950 and 091-206-2079. You can be live in the program. If you have any question that you'd want to ask my guest, let me pick a caller. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello.
Salam.
Alaikum salam. Marhab.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Can you speak a little up? We are not getting you properly. Welcome.
You are speaking to Aldo. He's calling from you.
Who, Chol?
Aldo. Aldo.
Oh, Aldo, Chol. Welcome, Aldo.
Yeah, thank you very much for the program.
You're welcome, Aldo.
You see, disability is not in the building. All the time, and it is in everywhere, in every corner of the country, in every citizen. You see, someone is able to do something with his mind or her mind. But if you love him or her, to ignore him, he cannot do anything. But if you support, immediately say, I am a human. I can be able to do what the human is doing.
So yes, Aldo, how do you think it's possible for family to accept that this person with disability, they can still send to school and tomorrow become successful or help them?
Yeah, he can be supported financially. And also, you can support him really with everything. If he need something to be done to him, you can immediately give him, so he will be happy and able to do that what he want to do. Yes.
Okay, so you have a question because you are putting just encouraging words there.
Yeah, I have no question, but I will encourage them. If you are disabled, don't say, I am disabled. I cannot do anything that can be done by someone who is not ability, who is not disabled.
Right.
You work like the other because in Lake Share we have disabled person, and he was educated. That person was appointed at the seeker of the father.
You see?
So he's able because he has mind. He's very weak in physical shape, but the mind is not weak.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Aldo, thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much there. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello. Hello, Radio Mira. Okay, we lost that person there. And if you can still have your phone with you, you can call us on our numbers. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello. Hello, Radio Mira.
Hello, Radio Mira.
Welcome.
Dana Junoki.
Junoki, welcome.
Aywa.
Ita Quest. Welcome. So
I was encouraging
sunule family tanina lisa gesibu kanjena alimu au lisa besibu fijua bedi ya lagaleta ninde ya ebole ya abira sulufi school
primel aljedede ya amu nikasima kamani piredio okoeso kida alimu kamani lumun asemi nbaara fuzole ali mawugude mukuto futu ita alima mawugudak
Okay. Shukran John. Yeah. Thank you so much. There you can see people are commenting and saying, of course, somebody who is with disability, they are very resourceful people, and those who have managed to go to school, you can see the fruits. They are working somewhere, they are now supporting their family, they are also having families, getting married, having children, so they do the work like any other able person. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello? Hello, Radio Mira? Okay. That line, maybe the network there is not okay. You can try us on those other lines and you can be able to ask your question. If you have a question you'd want to ask or you have any encouraging words for families, especially to take those children who are with disability, any kind of disability, they can also go to school and they can learn. Hello, Radio Mira.
Yes, hello.
Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. Call me Bull Daniel.
Bull Daniel, welcome.
I'm calling from Upper Nile, Malakan.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's nice. Okay, I'm also working with the organization. I'm working with MSF.
Okay.
They offer help to the affected. Like the displaced population that was displaced in Sudan.
Yes.
Coming along to Ren, and we are receiving them here from up Nile, Malakan.
Yes.
Yeah, I am so happy with the program, and I'm so happy to hear one of the victims speaking at the Radio Miraya.
Yeah, a person with the visual impaired, yes.
Yeah, with visual impaired.
Mm.
I actually do encourage all the families with children who are disabled actually to take them to, you know, schools so that they can also try, you know, their memory. It doesn't mean that if they are affected visually, then they are completely affected.
Yes.
No, disability is not the inability. Someone who is disabled can be able to do something that is so great to the community and to the entire nation and to the whole world wide.
Yes.
So I do encourage the family to take their children to school.
Yes.
So,
Bull Daniel, let me ask you, Bull Daniel, hello? Yes. I wanted to say, what message can you have to those maybe organizations or ministries? Because sometimes when someone is with disability, they even fear like to employ, yet they can do great works.
Yeah, actually, the work of organization is a work that is subdivided. Now, it is done according to your experience in that field. You know, there are some work that can be done by the disabled people, and there are work that can be done by people who are not disabled. It doesn't mean that the disabled people should not be employed because the work belongs to the able people. I encourage the organization to employ those who are disabled. There are some work that they can do when they are seated, you know, in one place. And there are also some work that they can do if at all they are disabled, as in being crippled. They cannot work, they can be given work like counseling, they can do it.
Sure.
So they are to be encouraged to, you know, apply it and be employed so that they can also encourage others who are, other parents who are keeping their children in their house.
Yeah, at home, that they cannot do anything. Thank you, Bull Daniel, there with your encouraging words and for your comments there. And I can get to my guest. Many of those people are encouraging that, yes, persons with disability can do great things. Let me pick this corner, then I get back to my guest. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello. Okay, I'm not sure if it's our network which has problem. Some of these lines, the network goes off. But you can still call us on our numbers so that you'll be able, if you want to ask something. Actually, we are talking about inclusive education. We want to see that children with disability also attend school. They also need to be successful people. They also need to support their family and also do that which an able person can do. And we have seen in many organizations, anywhere, whether in the ministries, we can see people from with the different disabilities are really working. They are doing great work. If it is the problem with the legs, then the hands are doing great work. It is the hands, then the brain is doing something. So all that. Hello, Radio Mira.
Yes, Mira. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm Joseph from Munich.
Joseph, Munich. How is Munich today?
Yeah, Munich is fine. Yeah.
Welcome, Joseph. What question do you have or what encouraging words?
So, for the people with disabilities, there is a issue there in the NGOs. They say that when the advertisement done, they put their disease for the person physically fit. I think when somebody come with a disability, I think they should be screened because of that issue. Where they end on that, and they say that we want somebody fit physically.
So you want that word not to be there?
Yeah, that word should not be there if favoring capabilities of the or your career.
How about if this may be other things that will be lifted heavily? Can it still fit?
Yeah, if you are not full fit and it is your career, that position it is located there, but they say for the full
physically fit
person.
Okay.
That one should be removed. And if you think the somebody came with disability and is qualified for that position, can be given to him. But it's clear, if it's seen that in the advertisement, you cannot give application.
Joseph, so you want them to replace that word with which one?
Yeah, that word can be put in that if somebody qualify on the qualification of the career,
the work,
it should be better than that.
Yeah. Okay, so they can say somebody qualified for the post.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, any question or that is all? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Joseph. Yes, let me get to my guest. Maybe with all these encouraging words, what addition word before, because there's no one online, so what addition word with all these scholars? Catherine.
Yeah. Okay, yes, thank you very much. Actually, I want to thank the callers with their contribution and the advice, the encouraging words for persons with disability. Indeed, what they say, it is really in place. And maybe I want to add correct something. Just you know, yes, as one of some of you say, disability is not inability. So there is some terms that we should not use. Like if you say a person with disability, they are able. If you say disability is not inability, why do you call a person with disability disabled?
Mm-hmm.
When they are able, you see. So I just want to correct my brother, Bull, or someone also who is now calling people with disability with that name. So the right name is persons with disabilities, because we have that.
Persons with disabilities.
Yes. As we know that disability, it is the interaction of the barriers. You see, it is the interaction of the barriers, and the barriers will be removed. When the barriers is removed, so it means that the person with impairment, it is the impairment and the interaction of the impairment and the barriers. So when it removed, so it means this person with disability, he will be able to do something. So we have to use that word, people with disability or persons
so
with disability.
So which other words that sometimes seem to be hurting when you call somebody with disability, and which people should not use?
Yeah, actually,
me, I only want know one. Sometimes when you are crippled, they tell you
Abukere. You see,
then others
Amiandur. You see, Ateresa. So oh, actually, this is actually
this kind of
thing. Yeah, actually, this is the Asami Almakwees. Yeah, nanda kangina din nasal indu iyaka be hajal be mushkila wendo zeka nene negiri ya khalagu yani amulun zey dabara al khaladera burudu yani te giri ya shunu augu dabara letani minjedit ashankida asmadel actually oma kweis yani de zey isim tas, yani zey tagisiti muzole ya ashankida o kweis kedina nadini uzol al shunu al
kan
indu iyaka
kike ilmu gasunu gali zol muzol gali de kweis wale de lisa ma kweis
actually
zol, in general Kantaderon is can be because the public places to be asmagal. Ah, si buta konsika le falan falan de kif.
Yeah, mungkin ita kanarv zole ita kderna do akhirta na do be isim tawale.
Okay.
O akanta marv isim to kenga le si buta kumamkin kedena side zole al maawa gina dina sal maugin.
Na sal maugin.
Ah, kaman isim mazure ulisa yani sikilze zole ita kalas ga ino taban.
Tamuluguru de
ne indu faida tani. De ya gina dina mazur. Ah, shenkida lazim anna kede stakhdimu lugha al kweis. عشان كمان كده نما جرحوا أخوان وإخواننا إخواتنا لشنو الماوجين برا هناك.
يمكن سكول سكول ماك ده إيه زول باك ده لقوا تاني داس ده جول جال لقوا في إكسيدنت تاني جال لقوا تاني ده كيف؟
أسا كان ناس ما مثلاً في جي في في. sometimes ممكن أنا قالي victim. You see, it can be زول victim of something يعني إتا ده مرزول لمرة واحد. لكن it's better to use survivor. Yes, it survive. They give a brother than if he white mukola kengale, I'm the victim of visual. No, I'm not the victim, I'm a victorious. So I want to assure you that because I'm actually I achieve in life. So Ashankida
And this still goes back to the fact that sometimes we don't know which word we can use
exactly.
for such people.
Sometimes it's just the language barrier. So they who had an abizid and a bashkur ketir, nasa lak the retail woman like the rodia irshadat tomo.
Yes, yeah. Agnes, you want to add something?
Yeah, I think these are the major things which we are trying to advocate and also try to give awareness to people in order to adjust their calling on those people. Yeah, it sounds very bad. It really degrade that person. Yeah, he or she
lowers the morals and all that.
Yeah, so it is not good. Better to call, as Catherine said, to be called by name.
If you know the
person,
If you don't know, you just say you leave a wave to because he's also a human being to this person or whichever.
Yes.
Okay.
So these are our message. Always, we are telling them to call them by name, not by
hello.
Their
hello, Rejemira. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Yes, it's okay.
Hi. Ana tamam. Salam bitaku na naka.
Alaikum salam.
Malaysia na ana pata radio asi. Pa bukun barnami chat roa gdam kwa salo salad bukun kede. Pa u kwe sa ana murta fogwa chan kalam de kale wonuso.
Isim ta kide munu.
Isim ta mama Deborah
pito. Oh, mama Deborah. Fadan.
Shukran na. Padaja kwes kali za chana betana mazuri mzigbiltu wonu zide denna zal ina bodil intram lemon kali ashan sunu denna de o mun sawo mayini na lekin ma minkir binadi mon ba jadal pigisim to monde zigbilta kun kele fi fi ajad gili go barabara bu kede
fisikata indi mbonta ana
yiru sual kaman le yituma fi ajad kaman ga mule mon talis la banat au sawi nan mazuri ndel ya ni ta kunaye ni bakaba shumon uba milumon ko bisi mon sambala kede ya zol bakaba gala na bisil tata bukun marata ya la bada lo amelu o bjaaba de chikla jana gaye ni makwes fa ita kun gaye ni kalam do kwese le nas gamula jet jede tamal lo fizol mazur kede ya ndegi gen ti beto mon ya tafari ya kede
kede ma doru kede ma sunu
ya dag ba mun tafari galita wo boledu kele wo boledu wo boledu na bugene mana za na fi jo beto mun kuda yin tafari na tun da ba char ga boledu mana sawa ya mun tafari boledu bet ba ni ko yadda na to da sai ha go beto bukale magala baka ba ji wana ba zo cuta
ya rabi jasibu
bisibu sambala u kaman dol bukale magala bisil jana to da
itu ma yanda ya rabi sibu saki biga
jana to da lo silu ya rabi da bu fadol ke
ya
da bisikla jana ga yin ma kwes
Okay. Shukran, Mama Deborah. Shukran, Carlis. Ay, de mama de bara inag o kaman kutu haja kilima de fogo. So maybe
yeah, first of all, I would like to thank Mama Deborah so much for what she has put across. In fact, this is what is happening in our communities. Ya nospishilu nazeze hajal manafa, hajal mendi shokol. Ya nazol be alabumo.
Yeah, alabumo. That is the right word. Mwen be alabumo gale asa objat bamulana sunu.
Yeah, yeah. Secondly, come on, fe sometimes inna belong, come on, parents, al ta nasa lendo yakade, le, lano, umon ma be, hafiso nasa lendo yakade, umon be sibo, come on, bidor sambala, ma be kutufi medresa, lo kanser biga men bet shu ya zede, ita bilego yan, aljena de beamulo haya tani parao. Ay.
Asan kun mam, mage sibu za turua, kan biga tala bara na?
Ay. Debi konfursa lo baamul hajad zede. Yala nasal bare na de taban shikil tomon barao barao o fi activities al umonendo fi juarasi tama baro.
Mamukto shakal.
Mamukto shakal. Ay. Fa obiligo fursa fi zaman de bak der karabu jena de. Fi taninde zato bi karabu to the external zato bi shilu fi mishishfa.
Ay.
Alo ma kwez.
Yeah, I think guys, especially can reach the level of our uragubudu can rapping, can shunu.
O jena de ligo soke. Ma wosulufi age to debi kon mushkila.
Okay.
Lo kanita bada follow kaman kalam tema legal authorities such as community leader menena kasan parents bishilo katwa bishilo fi police le hajata mulu zede ita biligo at the end na zebe besibo kalam de zede beyan keze bimuto.
Bimuto kila.
Ay, ana ze munazama ama ana ze zol al neba bega kan kala sita sibu zede ana paamul shuno
mafi aje tanta paamul. So hasa our time is almost running out, so Agnes, if you can add, I wanted to know that like in Istratuna there,
yes,
how many kids are at least enrolled in school, because that place is also a school at the same time caring for any therapy.
Yeah, in first place we have the services which we are offering there. There are many types of services. We have physiotherapists, we have speech therapy, occupational therapy, we have also assistive device giving we are giving to these children.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have also a club food clinic. It is also operating within the center. Not only that, doing all these kind of things, sometimes if there is a severe case, also we refer these children to Uganda for further management, because there are other things we cannot do it here. Children with hydrocephalus and others, maybe we refer there for a good service.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And Catherine, in 1 minute, your final remark.
Oh my God. Okay, thank you very much. Actually, the time ran out, actually.
We'll have another time.
Okay, it's okay. Thank you very much. I want to thank all the listeners and the administration of Mirai FM. I want to say that persons disability is not inability, as people say. We have to support persons, children with disability, to go to school, because they have right to school, to education like any other person. And also we have to support, I will appeal to all the partners, local NGOs, to support the education of people with disabilities.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. And that is the voice of Catherine Venecio. She's Empowerment Officer with the Volunteer Organization for International Cooperation. That is in Istratuna. And we have Agnes Alia, Project Coordinator with the Volunteer Organization for International Cooperation. The same place is Istratuna, and they help children with disability. As he mentioned earlier, has physiotherapy and other health cares. And we have been talking about inclusive education for all children with disability. Do tune to our new summary in both Arabic and English exactly at 3, and thereafter you tune to Drive Time. I am Regina Gorley.